All right, now, Fat, something to finish the show on a Monday to make people laugh. They're all locked down. It looks like lockdown's going to be bloody extended. So people want a smile on their face.
And I'm sorry to all those people, but here we go, okay?
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Hard to find a good joke, a good clean joke, as you know, Jimmy, but I just found this one.
You find them very hard to find.
I went to the pub last night, which I did, and this is last week. I went to the pub last week dressed as a tennis ball, Jim. You wouldn't believe it. I got served straight away.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You went to the pub dressed like a tennis ball, and he got served straight away. Yeah. Yeah, so just a big, boring story.
And he takes him a green T-shirt to look like that.
So. No! Rabbits! Oh, rabbits waiting
with something.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Oh, here's a good one, Jimmy. I love this. Get a pen out. Do you hear the bad, bad news that the inventor of fairy bread has died, Jim? It's going to be hundreds and thousands at his funeral. Jim. My wife, Jim, hasn't moved. Jimmy hasn't moved. Hundreds and thousands at the funeral, Jim.
Right, so you go with another one.
No,
that can't be the only joke you got.
My wife told me I couldn't build a car out of spaghetti. This is yours, Rab. Do you this? You should have seen a face when I drove past her. Look at Rab's likes. Oh, you're laughing, see?
I'm laughing at you.
No, you're laughing. Rab's laughing. Everyone's laughing.
He's trying not to laugh. Oh, Rab, he loves it. Funny, Rab's.
Yeah. You like that, Rab?
It was quite funny.
Oh, there we go.
It had the first one.
What do you say?
Hundreds
Have
of
you
thousands.
Ever, ever? That's just an entree. Little chicken kebab.
Chicken kebab for entree.
well done to the Bucks. How good was that?
And
well done to the Aussies who won overnight in the cricket, the first one day of Jim. Yep. So I have a little cricket joke for you.
Have you?
Just go with me here, Jim.
Oh, no.
What do I have, Jim, if I have one cricket ball in one hand and another cricket ball in the other hand? What do I have, Jim?
What?
A bloody big cricket.
Oh, no.
It's a big cricket, Jim. It's got big ball.
Oh, that is just appalling.
No, that's not bad. That's
it's not bad.
Big cricket.
Our audience.
Well,
our
Jill
audience
gave me.
Demand better than that.
Well, Jill gave me five jokes,
Jill.
And that's the best.
Jill.
There's a Fruity Friday there, but come on, Jill. You got to lift. You got to get better. Jillian, I tell you what,
How
you'll be back
are you
to
blaming
higher.
Jill?
Because that's
This is
her.
Your segment. You're meant to source these jokes.
Well, there's no sourcing going on, Jim. Let me tell you, there's no source here. I'll tell you what's tropical, Jim. No, even topical. Topical, Jim. Topical. Because we did spoke about Jeff Bezos yesterday. What's the millionaire's name?
Jeff Bezos.
Bezos. We spoke about him yesterday.
Yeah.
Why did Jeff Bezos get divorced, Jim?
Why?
He needed more space. That's just a little entree, but it's a good one.
No, it isn't a good one.
You don't like it?
No, it's not good.
All right, then. What about this? You wouldn't believe this during our holidays, Jim. I went and visited the birthplace of the man who invented the toothbrush.
Ah.
And guess what?
What?
There was no plaque. Jim. There's no plaque.
So look, Rats doesn't want to laugh because he knows how crap
he
it is.
He likes it,
but
Rats.
He just can't help himself.
Get your little fat cheeks in. Come on. You had your wisdom teeth.
No,
what's happened to you? What's happened to you? Actually, lockdown's not good. Billy!
Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Because you're not funny, man. At least not on purpose.
Oh! Righto, Jimmy boy. A school teacher asked her students to make a sentence containing the word I presume. Okay, presume.
Yes.
That's two words.
Yeah. Well, a expression or whatever, I presume. Yes. Better than contagious, Jim, this one.
Yeah.
One little girl put up a hand and she said, yesterday my mother hand washed the dinner dishes and I presumed that the dishwasher was broken. Very good, said the teacher. Next one. This morning my father drove the Volkswagen out of the garage. I presume that the BMW wouldn't start. Oh, excellent. And, of course, little Johnny's
Johnny.
Johnny. Little
Johnny.
Always little Johnny. Jim.
Naughty little bastard.
Got exactly right. He's got his hand up out the back of the classroom. Okay, little Johnny, I'll give you a go. Yesterday, I saw Grandpa leave the house with a newspaper wrapped under his arm and headed to the bush. I presume that the teacher interrupted. She knew what I think little Johnny was going to say. Yep. Yes. I stopped you because you have no idea what your grandfather was going to do, so you can't presume anything. Johnny said, please, teacher, let me finish my sentence. Oh, okay, little Johnny. As I was saying, I saw Grandpa heading for the bush with a newspaper under his arm. I presumed he was going for a shit because he can't read. Not bad from little Johnny. He's a naughty little bastard, Jim, isn't he?
Oh, no.
Naughty, naughty Johnny.
Oh, Bill.
Oh, that's a fruity Friday. That makes us all happy inside. And now we just bounce off to work or the pub. We weren't in lockdown. Have a good weekend, Jim.
I'm not sure how much more of this I can do, Rev.
I'll just sleep in the sun.